The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, amid the COVID-19 pandemic, government trust has surged to an all-time high, making it the most trusted institution. Well, that's according to the latest findings by the Edelman Trust Barometer by global communications firm Edelman. And to find out more about the latest spring update, we're joined on the line by Bob Grove, Chief Client and Operations Officer, APAC at Edelman. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So first I want to ask you, just starting off, from your perspective, what was the most interesting takeaway from this year's barometer?
Well, I think what we've really seen from this year's study, as you mentioned in your intro, is really what I call a rally around the flag, where trust in government has really surged across Asia Pacific and, in fact, the world. So, as we all know, this is one of the biggest sort of health and financial crises in living history, and populations are just turning to their governments for leadership and hope, in a way, and they're putting their faith in them to do the right thing, protect them, and hopefully protect the economies as well.
So how has this changed from previous findings? I mean, looking at the results, government trust surged by 11 points to an all-time high. But what kind of trends have you seen in previous years in comparison to this?
We do this study every year, and this is a sort of an extra study that we've done because of this sort of extraordinary situation that we're faced with right now. But when we look back to trust in government in the January study, which was across 28 countries, government was the least trusted institution globally. So it has really rocketed into first place. There are some exceptions to it being the least trusted institution. You'll be pleased to know that in January in Singapore, trust in government was 70%. In China, it was a whopping 90%. Trust in government in China, based on the supplemental study that we just released, has increased by 5% to 95%. In India, it's also increased to 87%. Up by 6 points. And in South Korea, it's jumped by an astounding amount, by 16 points to 67 points.
And what about here in Singapore?
Well, we didn't do this particular supplemental study here in Singapore. We did do a pulse study back in February, actually, for Singapore. And what we found then was really, and that was, again, in the context of COVID-19, we found also very high expectations and trust levels in Singapore for government to protect people, but also very high trust levels. And as I said, in January, it was 70%.
This was conducted really at the heart of the pandemic. Looking at Edelman Intelligence put out the survey, it was 15th of April to the 23rd of April. One of the other key findings was that they were looking at to governments to prioritize health over the economy. And it's been a very difficult balance for governments to do that. But obviously, they've been rolling out as much stimulus to support the economy as well as jobs. Can you tell us a little bit more about those findings?
Yes, absolutely. Fundamentally, we found that the expectations of government are really to take the lead on all fronts in terms of pandemic and protecting people from the pandemic, be it about helping with jobs or providing safety equipment and face masks and ventilators and all that kind of thing. So there's a lot of responsibility on government. And in that, people are telling us very clearly that health is more important than the economy. So the expectation is for government to focus first on protecting people's health, and then secondly, to think about the economy. But it's very clear that the expectation is health comes before economics.
On the flip side, Bob, globally, most believed business is falling short of expectations when it comes to implementing safety measures to protect workers and customers. Can you tell us more about that and perhaps what businesses should be doing?
When it comes to leadership of businesses, I think people are generally a bit disappointed. Only about 3 in 10 of leaders are seen to be doing a very, very good or outstanding job in meeting the demands placed on them by the pandemic. although there's been a very slight uptick in trust in business during this critical phase to 62% overall, most respondents believe that businesses are either doing poorly or mediocre in terms of putting people before profits and also in implementing safety measures to protect workers and customers. So only 41% feel that they're doing a good job at putting in those types of safety measures, which is a low number considering that is a priority for everybody right now. Even helping smaller suppliers and businesses through their supply chain by extending credit and things like that, they seem to be doing a poor job at it with only a 46% rating.
And we're speaking to Bob Grove, Chief Client and Operations Officer APAC at Edelman. So Bob, can you tell us what should businesses be doing then? How can they help turn this type of perception around?
First of all, I think the business leaders need to communicate, right? Many businesses have done some great things, but they're not necessarily communicating it. So we need to hear from them too. Secondly, I think it's very important, whilst the expectation is that government is taking the lead, business has a role to play as well, and they need to partner with government in terms of working to protect people's jobs and keep people safe. So there's a strong expectation that there should be a collaboration between business and government. 68%, in fact, think that CEOs need to proactively engage in conversations with government, and also perhaps to enable tighter regulation in this unusual time as well, so that people's well-being is protected, and again, that the people's safety comes before the economy.
So we've spoken about trust in government and trust in businesses, and obviously a large element in terms of what we're dealing with the pandemic is ensuring that fake news or, you know, misinformation isn't spread with such a huge historic event. How has the pandemic changed things? Are we seeing a shift and a movement back towards more trusted sources of information, such as news or even radio?
Yes. Well, I mean, I would consider radio to be under the bracket of a traditional news source. And we've seen an increase in trust in traditional news sources by 7 points since January. So that's a big rise. On the flip side of that, you also see distrust in social media, and that's largely because of things like fake news and misinformation. So social media stands at 45% globally in terms of trust levels.
And what are some of the key concerns going forward now?
Well, I think really what's beginning to be on everybody's mind is what does return to work or recovery look like? And whilst that's unpredictable, I think there's a big onus on business to take a lead in that regard. Many governments around the world have done an amazing job in providing financial support to the business as well as their populations. You know, we've seen financial aid like we've never seen before, including here in Singapore. But that financial aid is not a long-term solution. So businesses really need to step up to the plate now and make sure that they are delivering for their people first, but also for their customers.
Thank you so much for your insights, Bob. We really appreciate your time.
It's a pleasure.
We've been speaking with Bob Grove, Chief Client and Operations Officer, APAC at Edelman.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.